from the Career Opportunities Archives. Teaching and sharing, this time on Career Opportunities. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for July 18th, 2008. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Keep in touch with all that's happening here at Career Opportunities. Join the Career Opportunities mailing list. You'll find a link on the website, welchrite.com/career. welchwrite.com/career. Today's show, teaching and sharing are an important part of any career. In the past, you might have been told to jealously guard the secrets to your success and only give away as much information as it took to achieve your goals. Each piece of information you had that someone else lacked gave you a bit more power, a bit more leverage. You'd tie people to you knowing that no one person had all the answers, all the secrets. This was the path to career success. The goal was to make everyone so dependent on you that they couldn't dare fire you. If you haven't already figured this out, that world is no more. Using such behaviors today is more likely to get you fired rather than build your career. Today's successful careers are made up of two very important parts, teaching and sharing. I found in my own career that the more information I share, the more information I give away, the more connections, the more visibility, and the more money it brings back to me. In the past, you might have been able to hoard information, but in today's hyper-connected world, you're but one source of information. The quality of your information matters much more than the quantity. Hoarding information today is seen as an antisocial and aggressive behavior that puts the success of one person above the success of everyone involved. You might be thinking, but if you give everything away, how do you make any money? The fact is, there are few people who are willing to go as deep into a project as you are. Like a doctor in a 1950s cocktail party, people are constantly asking me technology questions. While I'm more than happy to answer anything I can, I usually find that once I get beyond about two or three steps in the troubleshooting process, they simply throw up their hands and say, "Oh, just come over and make it work." Unlike me, they aren't inclined to dig down into a problem in the way that's required to solve it. They have their own interests, their own projects, and their own needs. By being willing to share my knowledge, though, I'm able to show that I have the ability to solve the problems, which turns into a consulting call for me. If I had immediately told them my rate and tried to set up an appointment, I'm sure more than half would have simply walked away. It's also important to be willing to teach those around you who want to learn. Sure, some folks just want to fix it and really don't care how you do it. Others, though, want to watch what you're doing and learn from it. Don't see this as an effort to steal your knowledge. Rather, see this as an opportunity to give them the tools they need to move forward in their own work or career. The fact is, a more knowledgeable client is a benefit to you, not a detriment. If they've seen you edit the settings of their router or simply reset it, it will be much easier to offer telephone support in the future. You won't have to step them through each step by telling them where to click and what menu to choose. You'll be able to move towards a solution to their problem directly instead of wasting their time and yours. Doesn't this reduce your billable hours, though? Actually, it might, but in return, you gain something far more important. You gain a deeper relationship with the client that will last for years, if not decades, as has been the case for me, instead of someone who calls once and never comes back. Being willing to share and teach develops a deep and long-lasting relationship with your clients, peers, and coworkers that'll stand the test of economic downturns, layoffs, and new jobs. Instead of concentrating on the one-time value of a person, you start to see their lifetime value to you, your business, and your career. Teaching and sharing also establishes your credibility over time. You become the expert that everyone refers to their friends and even strangers they might meet. You become a friend and confidant that doesn't make them feel stupid when they need help. You become the teacher that we all need and want in our lives. If you want to build a career that lasts, share your knowledge and teach whenever you can. The rewards for your efforts will come back 100-fold. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. You can find links to Career Opportunities, all my social media accounts, and everything else that I do at douglasewelch.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career and any questions you might have. Contact me at career@welchwrite.com post to our social media pages, add a comment on the website, or call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you enjoy career opportunities, please subscribe to the blog and podcast, join our mailing list, and share links with your friends, family, and professional contacts. Each one of these helps to spread the word about career opportunities to others. Thanks for listening, and please join me for the next episode of Career Opportunities.